As I mentioned, this Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as has become a tradition here on Issues and Ideas. We're about to listen to one of Dr. King's speeches. Why do I do this? Why go back to words of yesterday? Do they still apply today? Well, I'll let you be the judge of that, but first, a refresher. The Civil Rights Act made it illegal to deny someone a job or education opportunity because of their race or color, religion, sex, national origin. For decades, it's been used to fight discrimination against groups who were denied basic rights, especially Black Americans and other people of color. I put that reminder out to you because here's what someone of note, we'll call him, had to say about the Civil Rights Act this past Wednesday in an interview with the New York Times, quoting here, "Well, I think a lot of people were very badly treated. When people were very badly treated, where they did extremely well and they were not invited to go into a university or a college. So I would say in that way, I think it was unfair in certain cases. And I think it was also at the same time, it accomplished some very wonderful things, but it also hurt a lot of people, people that deserve to go to college or deserve to get a job or unable to get a job. So it was a reverse discrimination." Talking about the Civil Rights Act. Now, who was the person of note who knowingly, openly, and freely said that on the record in an interview with the New York Times this past Wednesday? Donald Trump. It's certainly poisonous when an everyday person spews that ignorance, but when it's someone who's at the level that Trump is at, it's not only toxic, it also encourages the bigoted to feel justified. No other way to put it. Found this report. It's called the 2025 Blackout Report. It's by a nonprofit organization, Onyx Impact. And here are some of the details from the report. 15,723 distinct impact points, each one an instance in which Black opportunities, lives, or histories have been directly attacked since the Trump administration regained power in January 2025. Report found, among other things, 6,769 federal data sets at agencies ranging from the CDC and the FDA to the U.S. Justice Department have been erased. More than 591 Black books were banned just in 2025 across six states. More than $3.4 billion in federal grants were either cut or frozen for programs that increased health, education, and opportunities for the nation's Black Americans. So with all that, do you still think the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. are long past their expiration date?